Politicians React to Google's Demonetization Threat to the Federalist, Zero Hedge. By Robert Krajicek on June 16, 2020. Elected officials reacted to Google's threat of demonetization of the Federalist, which would restrict ad revenues to the news media outlet. Sean Davis, co-founder of the Federalist, spoke with Fox News's Tucker Carlson on Tuesday's edition of the latter's eponymous TV program, describing coordination between NBC, Google, and a foreign left-wing organization in Europe. NBC worked with the Center for Countering Digital Hate, an organization that smears conservative websites, including Breitbart News, while advocating digital boycotts and blacklists against them. Representative Josh Hawley, ARMO, noted Google's application of a standard to the Federalist that it does not apply to itself. Representative Jim Banks, RN, noted Google's opposition to the Federalist's characterization of protests, riots, and unrest following the death of George Floyd. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, highlighted Google's capacity to censor information given the company's domination of online advertising. Donald Trump Jr., President Donald Trump's eldest son, called for Republicans to investigate Google as an out-of-control monopoly using its monopoly of the flow of information to advance left-wing politics. Breitbart News reported that NBC's Adele Momoko-Fraser thanked two foreign nonprofit organizations for their collaboration in urging Google to demonetize the Federalist. As of this article's publication, Alphabet Incorporated, which owns Google, is valued at $985 billion. Its market capitalization is the third highest of all companies in the world. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.